USA Radio News with Wendy King.
About half of the field of Democratic candidates for the 2020 White House bid are in Detroit for the big second debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about his plan, Medicare for All.
Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system, 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast in defiance of UN resolutions. That's according to the U.S. and South Korea's military. The launch comes less than a week after Pyongyang's first weapons test in more than 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Trump administration is pushing Guatemala to approve a safe third country agreement that would force refugees and asylum seekers to apply there instead of coming to the United States. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, is pushing back against an article on The Hill, which calls the idea jaw-droppingly insane.
The murder rate in Baltimore is higher than it is in Guatemala. So, if people want to talk about where you're safe and where you're not, maybe the Hill author could turn and look at some of the cities in this country where the murder rate is through the roof.
2020 Democratic contender Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Google for censorship. In a new video ad, Gabbard says the concentration of power at companies like Google is a direct threat to our democracy.
And nearly 70% of all Americans now use Facebook. Google controls 88% of all internet searches in the United States, with 73% using their YouTube platform.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lots of people are stealing ATVs. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
It's probably because they're outside so often at this time of year. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says 19% of all ATV thefts happen towards the end of the summer. Overall, the number of ATVs stolen last year was down at just over 19,000 nationally. Texas and California, top states for ATV thefts, followed by Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana. The 6 through 10 slots, South and North Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, and Alabama. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a serious mental health issue affecting the New York City Police Department. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself. I feel down. I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.